Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. Again, another segment, just the two of us. I want to talk about, I want to spend a little more time on that, on the last point I made in the previous segment when I was talking to you about part two of the presidential candidates' performances and promises. The last issue was the management of the coronavirus. And I think you know that the two big issues, number one and two, depending on who you talk to, they flip around. But one's number one one day and the next one's the number one the next day. The number one, two is the economy and management of the pandemic. And out here on Main Street, it's probably, the economy is probably number one. For most folks, they aren't operating and running a business, making payroll. The pandemic probably is, but it's a tie. It's pretty much a tie for most folks. So I want to, you know, one of the things that I said was that the national polls show Biden preferred for pandemic management, which I think is, I just think that's an odd result because Joe Biden has zero experience in managing a pandemic. In fact, there's some evidence that it was kind of minimized. The swine flu thing that happened, that they weren't prepared for that as a lot of people thought they should have been. So I'm not sure why you would choose. I mean, I guess I could see why you wouldn't like what Trump has done, but I don't know why you would think Biden would be better. In fact, 74% of small business owners said Trump would be better. And I think the reason is, and I said this last time, so I want to say it again. Main Street businesses understand that the education ROI, the return on investment of education in an investment in a mistake, is earned in the future. So if you believe, as most of us do, that this is an unprecedented event, the disease and the pandemic is unprecedented in anyone's lifetime. Our very complicated global economy has never experienced anything like this. So I would be saying this if a Democrat were in the White House. You've got to give people some slack for dealing with something for the first time. And so my thinking, and on this particular issue, I'd have to be given the nod to the people who've been through this, who've actually been into the fire with this. And I also have to say that I'm a little bit closer to President Trump's approach because of allowing the states to do what they did and not being heavy-handed from a federal standpoint. I actually like the federal government not being heavy-handed about this because Kentucky is not like New York. Iowa is not like California. They're different. And I really think that the decentralized approach to this with some national help, which I think he's done, is good. So even if you don't agree that he hasn't done the best job, and anybody can argue that, I wouldn't take issue with that too much. But you got to believe that somebody with the experience, even having made mistakes, would do a better job than someone who has no experience. So that's one way I look at that. And our polling, 74% showed that. So the other thing I want to point out, I want to land on a little bit longer, is this index, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. My friends, that's the gold standard for small business optimism. They've been doing that for almost a half century. I've reported on it every single month for 20 years. Besides besides the folks there at NFIB, besides Bill Dunkelberg, I'm like the number three world leading expert on the NFIB's index. And I track this all the time. And the last 48 months of the Biden economy, the NFIB's index factor, the average was 92. Their half-century average is 98. It was 6-point average for the last 4 years, not the first 4 years. I didn't count those. The last 4 years of the Biden administration, it was 6 points below 98, the 50-year average, and it was trending down in 2016. It was coming down. It wasn't going up after 8 years. In the 37 months of pre-pandemic for Trump, I didn't apply 2009 to Biden, and I'm not going to apply the 2020 to Trump. In those 37 months, NFIB's index averaged 105, and and it got up to as high as 108, 10 points above the 50-year average. So I'm pointing this out to say that's what small businesses think of the process right now, of the two candidates' promises and performance. And don't forget, they signed the front of over half of all paychecks in America, and they produce half of the $21 trillion economy. So if you're squeamish, maybe it's not, or if you're not sure, maybe this is a good time to listen to small business owners. They seem to know what they're talking about. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.